Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and it is another great day to talk about all things dance. To those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is Turnout Radio. We air every Wednesday at 9 a.m. EST. We're so glad to have you with us. Today on the show, I want to talk about something. There are no limits, only infinite possibilities. These are words that have been motivated and inspired by my next guests. I'd like to welcome at this time tap dancers, teachers, philanthropists, business women, and women altogether extraordinaire. I'm pleased to welcome both Chloe and Maude Arnold to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having us. Yes, we're so glad to be here with you.
Oh, glad to be here with you both as well. The last time we saw one another was last year. I believe it was last year we had the chance to meet up at the wonderful ceremony that was held for Gregory Hines, which, of course, was due to the wonderful stamp that was being produced for him.
Absolutely. That was so moment to celebrate, you know, an absolute icon and a hero of ours. And it was just truly an honor to be a part of this historic celebration.
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. And to see you both there among so many wonderful names, tap dancers, leaders, including Diane Walker, Jason Samuel Smith. I mean, the list goes on. There were so many wonderful individuals there. What you were able to do in contribution and in salute to Gregory Hines was powerful.
Thank you so much. We, you know, we think about just, again, the weight of a moment like this. We were actually in Brazil, and we were scheduled to be in Brazil longer, and we spoke with Gregory Hines' daughter, Daria Hines, and she invited us, and so we immediately made changes to our plane tickets to come and be a part of it, because we understood just how important it is for us to acknowledge and celebrate and magnify the significance of Gregory Hines and being on a historic stamp for the world to understand how much he contributed to art and culture and humanity.
Indeed, yes, it was so powerful. You know, even the room was so filled with love. It really was. It was a loving moment. And that's also one of the things that has driven me to invite you both back to be on the show. This, I think, is the third time that we've had the pleasure of having you both on the show.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
And it's my pleasure. And I think about that word love, because when I look at the footage, the abundance of footage out there of the both of you, the word love and lifting up and celebrating, those are words that tend to come back to me over and over again. And in particular, when I look at the relationship that you both have as sisters, it's such a beautiful one. So I've got to ask you, you both seem so close. Have you always been this close?
Yes. We grew up like this. Yes. So, and we grew up in a one bedroom apartment with four of us, because we have a brother as well, and with our mom, and we've always been very family focused, very, very close family, very friend focused as well. Like, our house was the hangout, and we had a little apartment, and it was like the hangout, because it's always been love and a welcoming vibe. So
yeah, so all the things that you were speaking about, like how I was thinking, wow, I bet in every interview we have or any talk we have, we do use the words love and uplift and unity and bond. And those are things that are part of the fabric of our lives. We live that in our tap dancing. We live that in the rest of our lives. And for us, you know, it's about, like, tap is a reflection of who we are. So I think it's really important for all artists to have a sense of self and a sense of their own values, and then apply that to everything you do. And art is, you know, then becomes symbiotic with it. So your messaging in your art is the same as your messaging in your life.
And that's a wonderful thing, though. You both have managed to find that, have managed to find what drives you forward, but also what your message is.
Yeah, I'm very, very thankful. And, you know, I think that it came from a couple things. One, being raised by really empowered people, and particularly our mom, Debbie Allen. These are women that really taught us not to be afraid to use our voice, not to be afraid to say no to things that we think are unacceptable, and to have a lot of confidence in our aptitude for learning any and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really important, because it's not saying you know everything already, but it's saying I know that I am able to learn any and everything I need to know. So it takes away this fear or this dependency on others to save you or to make you, and instead gives you this like wings to fly and discover and realize your personal purpose. But I think that it was really helpful to have role models that instilled that in us from a very young age. And, you know, it's, and that includes, you know, just watching artists like Gregory Hines live with so much joy and passion and then give it so freely and say, be this open book of kindness. You know, he wasn't just a celebrity. He was a celebrity. And they connect to us and give us a word or a kind thought or a step that made us all feel like this is more than tap. This is humanity.
It's so, life.
Yes.
Because like for you, when you were telling us, Nicole, that, you know, you were a dancer and you injured yourself, if you didn't have the agency and, you know, the fearlessness to say, well, you know what, let me try radio. Let me do radio. And, you know, you're killing it. Now it's been, you said, almost 10 years of doing that. But if you didn't have that confidence instilled in you, you might have said, well, I guess I better just do something out of the arts, you know? And so I think it's important. That's why it's important to teach these life lessons so that people don't think it can only be one thing and one thing one way, you know?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking about as you're sharing that, you're both sharing that, I'm thinking about the many times that I've had students that have not been able to find and have self-confessed that they've not been able to find that purpose. When we think about purpose and the purpose that you both have found in being driven by love and uplifting, what about those individuals that don't know what their purpose is? Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk about that, because sometimes as young artists, you know, we're out there, we're getting out into the world, we're seeing legends, we're seeing leaders who are teaching us so many things, and for many of us, our young people don't know really how to identify with their purpose. So what do you say with that? How do we find our purpose when we don't know what our purpose is?
Well, that's such a great question.
That's a great question.
And it's funny, because a really good friend of ours who I was speaking to this morning, her name is Jovian Zane, she created something called the International Day of Purpose, and it's June 22nd. And she started like 5 years ago, and it's so great because it encourages people to talk about their purpose or talk about how to get to purpose. And so I think one of the main things is to think about, how do we feel? Like, why do we do the things we do? Are we doing it to get a lot of likes on Instagram? Are we doing it to get the attention of somebody? Are we doing it because we're angry? Are we doing it because you want to get back at somebody? Like, what is the root of why we're doing something? And how do we want to feel at the end of all of the things that we're doing? Because, like, thank you for recognizing, like, our purpose is love and sharing and growth and making sure people have access to the arts, because the arts make us so happy. And we're thankful that we have the vehicle of tap dance to do that. But God forbid, you know, knock on wood, we can't tap dance for a certain amount of period. We're still gonna be able to accomplish those purposes, because we are very clear about what that is. So I think for young people, and I think it's any age people, it's hard because we have a lot of pressures from our family or from society of what we're supposed to do. So I think it takes a lot of self-conversation, reflection, speaking to a mentor. I also think that a lot of it is like, what is your legacy? What do you want to leave? You don't have to be famous to leave a legacy. You hear people talk about their grandmothers all the time. She had everybody at the house. Their grandmothers aren't famous, but in their family, they're legendary.
Yeah. And I would say also, I think, you know, in a very practical way, I think it is that sit down, pull out your journal, and, you know, journal. It's very interesting. Very young, I had this journal. And
we found it recently.
And I had writing in red, blue, and green. And each of those markers, I'm clearly a nerd, each of those markers represented a different feeling. So then I would write out these various feelings, which is very helpful because it helps you understand, like, where are you? Where are you spiritually, emotionally, mentally, right? Physically. And I think if you start to assess your life and you start to feel, say, when I'm with these people, mm-hmm. I don't feel very good. Mm-hmm. When I'm in this environment, I feel alive. When I'm doing this, I don't feel good. When I'm doing this, I feel incredible. And then as you start to do that, what it does is allows you to take those pieces of the puzzle where you feel good and put them all together. And I feel like that creates a greater sense of self and purpose, because now you know, wait a minute, when I help out at the dance studio, I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. When I hang out with these group of friends, I don't feel good. All they do is talk about people. Or when I, you know, am dancing, I feel incredible. But then when I am lethargic and saying, you know what, it's quarantine and I don't have anybody to dance with, so I won't dance, versus it's quarantine, there's no one to dance, but I know that this is my purpose and passion, so I got to get up and do it. You know, like Ma said, makes you feel alive, because then you become a magnet for life. And so when people are saying they're just, you know, it's like in Hollywood, for example, because we work in television, and this is something recently that I'm realizing, because we always talk so passionately about how much we give. And then sometimes I forget to share with people, like, we are working professionals, like, we have achieved a lot in industry, but those accomplishments are incredible because they give us the agency and the platform to help people. So for us, it's like when we get to work with Will Smith, it's this, first of all, incredible magnet of goodness, because his spirit
is amazing. You can tell that he lives a life of purpose.
His spirit is so aligned with how we live. So now we're in this environment of all this goodness. James Corden's team is incredible. Will Smith is incredible. I've assembled a team that's incredible. So now it's the magic is happening and we're doing art and it's incredible. But then I know we did that. And so now I have more eyes and more ears and more hearts open to what we want to share. So I think that it's really important to understand the balance, right, of what it is that makes you feel accomplished in your career and what it is that makes you feel accomplished in your community, and then connect the two.
Oh, this is good. Where is my pen? You know, I got to be writing this stuff down. This is good. This is really good. And writing it down and getting an opportunity to look at what it is that does make you feel good gives you that opportunity to just visually take a look at your life and see how you want to show up in the world and how good those things make you not only make you feel, but drive you forward, push you forward. This is good.
Thank you.
But the thing is, so we have this other challenge right now called Tap Into Joy. And the Tap Into Joy challenge is to challenge young people to think about what makes them feel great and then share that through dance with a family member or whoever they're quarantining with, or if they don't have anyone to face.
Yeah, to teach them a tap step.
So they can get others to understand the power of what it is to tap into joy. And so we're always trying to come up with ways that get the community activated and feeling what we feel inside, you know, because we do understand that not everybody wakes up with the same lens that we have, let's say, cleared out for ourselves. You know, it's like, I think we all have a lens, right? And sometimes the lens is some dirt and
it's film a little foggy
on it and needs polishing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's something that we've really worked on. And I think one of our missions is to help people work on the same things. And again, everybody will have their own route to it. But the principles of love are really incredible, because it really helps you release whatever is blocking you. Whatever your block is, love is like a dissolver of that block.
Oh, yes, it is. But with that, I can imagine there are challenges that will come, right? Because when you're striving to work from a position of love and promise and positivity, mm-hmm. not everybody is going to be in line with that.
Right. You said it. Yes. You said it.
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I think that, you know, like Cat Williams said many years ago, if you don't have any haters, you're not doing anything right. And so not that we're like, oh, haters, but here's the thing is that we believe that love conquers all. The light will always beat the dark every single time. So I think it's about staying positive, staying on the course, and remembering why you do the work, because at the end of the day, the positive effect is so much more long lasting and so much more memorable than people who might try to be mean or bully you, etc. Those people fade away because their own obsession or their own anger will drown them out.
100%. And I think that it's interesting, actually, this morning I was talking with a friend of mine who plays in the NFL, and he asked how our event went, because we just did a massive celebration for International Tap Dance Day, which actually is gonna carry on for 30 more days online.
Not too late to sign up.
And I told him, I said, he said, how'd it go? I said, it was wonderful. It was filled with an abundance of joy and happiness. And I said, of course, we had a couple of haters, but you know, it is to be expected. And he said, of course, it comes with the territory of greatness, that when you are shining, unfortunately, there are those that want to be that cloud, but you have to remain that sunshine. And so, you know, it's fun to talk to people that are successful in mm-hmm. other arenas, because then you actually learn and understand that the struggles you're facing are not unique to yourself or to right. your journey, but they're actually just part of the growing pains honestly, success. And unfortunately, you realize that human nature isn't always open to it. Now, but what I will say, a really cool story, and this is just for everybody in regards to like haters. In seventh grade and eighth grade, I had a girl who was truly my bully, and everybody's bully, not my, just mine. I was a cool kid. So it's not like I was getting bullied like I was very popular. I was like the class president, you know, it was all those things. Well, being that
popular
or being nice to people, you know, she was in a place in her personal home life that was not good. Mm-hmm. And so she came to school and took that out on everybody. And so I remember having to remain positive and not engage and, you know, take the high road. And, you know, I remember navigating that. Cut to.
Which is not easy.
Not easy.
Not easy.
Very, yeah. very difficult. And to not internalize the things that she was saying to make fun of me or to try to intimidate me. And I literally would constantly remind myself, and with the help of our mom, that these are her inner struggles. They are not my, it's not my luggage to carry. That is her baggage. And so cut to adult life. And I get this message on Facebook from her saying how proud she is of what we've accomplished and that she has daughters and she wishes that her daughters turn out, should bond and level of passion and love and success mm-hmm. that we have. And I thought, wow, talk about evolution.
And kudos to her for healing herself, because that's things you never know. People are going, what's going on at home, especially for young people who are listening. You know, when people are mean to you, you don't know, they might be getting abused at home. And that's what they think is the way to interact with people, or they're just sad and hurt. And so, you know, they say hurt people and heal people.
And I think that it's really important to understand two parts to that, right? Because we want to be compassionate to the journey of others, while simultaneously not letting the abusive behavior of anyone be present in your life. So that's where discernment comes in. And again, who do you align with? Who do you speak with? Who do you hang out with? Who do you create with? Who do you work with? when you can really hone in on the people that are in that same positive thinking, then it becomes so, I think, like, for example, our event yesterday, we had 800 people sign up.
From all over the world.
We had a
Canada representative.
Yes.
Canada.
When we were on our live, all of the messages, every single message was positive. Every single message was infused with hope and appreciation and applause for one another and prayer hands and, you know,
the tap-a-thon.
And then we had a tap-a-thon with dancers from around the world, Nigeria, Dubai, Israel, Croatia,
Ukraine,
Italy, Ukraine, Brazil, Paris, London, all across the United States. Not a single negative word.
And we were on live for six hours raising money, and not a negative word.
And so what it tells you is a reminder, again, of alignment, because we're attracting that positive energy. People understand if you want to step into our space,
it's only going to be positive.
It's only going to be positive.
And, that, you know, it's like the alchemist, like Paulo Coelho, and it's like when you conspire, the universe conspires with you. And so it's like, put out the good and the universe is going to do its magic to make sure all that good comes back.
So while we've had the naysayers, the people that have literally tried to drag us for whatever it may be, we truly understand. It's the greatest line for me of the past decade is Michelle Obama, when they go low,
We go high.
Hello.
You are beautiful, and you're not even American.
That's the power of a positive word.
Exactly. Because she has had to deal with it, probably the worst I've ever experienced on a public scale.
That bullying that she endured.
And that she was able to just like.
And become one of the most loved humans on the planet.
Yes.
I get chills thinking about that.
I do too.
Because I know what it feels like to be bullied, and I understand the level of inner peace that you have to release that negativity.
Inner peace, good friend.
Great friend.
Obviously a great husband.
Yeah. Nailed it.
It's a journey, right? It's a journey. And you know, it's not always easy to get to that place of inner peace.
No.
Especially when you have been hurt and you have been bullied and there are the naysayers. So I love what you both are saying with regards to even just who you're keeping company with, which I think is so important. You know, I remember, you know, years ago, a mentor had said to myself and to other individuals that he was mentoring is to be very careful of the individuals that you're spending time with, because you will soon begin to look like them.
Be very careful. It is a fact.
It's like, yeah, Will Smith said, remember, he was really famous for that interview he did. He was like, look at the five people you spend the most time with. And are you inspired? How do you feel? Like, make sure that those people are the people that are lifting you up and making you want to be better and be great.
Yes. I think a great friend check-in would be to say something out loud that you say an accomplishment out loud that you're really proud of.
Yeah.
That you're really proud of. And you say it out loud with all of your passion.
I got
and love,
straight A's.
And you see how others respond. And that would be your marker right there.
Yeah.
If you don't hear that, oh my goodness,
congrats, oh my God, that's so cool.
Or even this, where the idea now magnifies to something bigger and more expansive. Or even if, let's say that maybe that what it was, what you could improve upon, again, that nature of, wow, I'm so happy that you're fulfilled by that. But I would offer this consideration. Versus what we know a lot of people.
Consideration to elevate, not to discourage.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Versus,
right.
Versus what we all know happens in a lot of people's inner circles, which is, I did this, da, da, da.
You didn't deserve that. Whatever.
They must have hooked you up. Lucky you. Lucky you.
Oh, yeah. Lucky you is a hater comment. Ooh, lucky you. Is this now the only luck, y'all, is winning the lottery? Okay,
let me write that one down too, so I know if I ever hear it, then I'm gonna think about the both of you.
Yes, the only luck is winning the lottery, but when people are successful and accomplish things, They put in the work.
They earned it.
They earn it.
Earned. And so I think that, and then again, that's a mindful thing for us, all of us, to think about when someone tells you something great, how are you going to reply to it? And again, the great is not based around your ideals of what success is. So for example, we get messages from young people all the time that might say something like, I just got to perform at my grandma's 50th birthday.
That's a big
deal. That's an amazing accomplishment. And so it's recognizing that an accomplishment isn't just we work with Will Smith. No, an accomplishment is we did a dance and now we have someone's mom and son dancing all together as a family. That is a massive accomplishment. And so it's, again, understanding the rewards of the little things.
Because really, they're not little. Exactly. At the end of the day, they're not little. Because that lasting impact. A girl DM'd me asking a question about our online Tap Fest from Mexico. And I replied to the DM. And she said, oh my God, I can't believe you wrote me back. I feel like I'm talking to Beyonce. And then all these messages, I'm screaming. Oh my God, I still can't believe you're talking to me. And I'm like, LOL. I was like, no, totally fine. And she's like, you're so nice.
Well, that's actually, you know, pardon me, sorry. That is actually something that is quite beautiful about the both of you. Although you have reached so many different levels of accomplishment, there is a humbleness that is very evident about the both of you. And you've also made yourself accessible to your fans. And that's quite extraordinary. Now there, it, you know, it really is, because you're also very busy.
I would say that is, again, learned behavior from our mentor, Debbie Allen, because she made...
And our mom.
Yes.
Because our mom, like, we went to Ivy League, you know, we did all of the things, and our mom, we would come home for, like, break, and she was like, I don't care who you think you are. You better tell me what time you're coming home. You know, you have the car. It's... All of these accomplishments and success and fame and likes on Instagram, it's all fleeting. But what people will remember is how you make them feel.
Yes. And so I think of Debbie Allen and I think of, wow, she took the time to have an audition that I got to attend.
She didn't have to do that.
She was already making massive money in Hollywood. She didn't need to come do some children's audition.
In D.C.
In D.C. Yes, across the country.
In the wintertime.
Right. And then then I fast forward. She didn't have to take me under her wing, let us live at her house.
Give us scholarships, give us advice.
Understand the value of, like, when she gave me one of her hand-me-down anythings that I cherished it like it was gold.
We still cherish it.
Literally. I get a pair, like, she'll pass me a pair of shoes, and I'm like.
And they're like vintage Chanel, y'all. They're not just shoes, they're vintage Chanel.
But again, it wouldn't matter what it is. It's the fact that it comes from her, and I care about her. And so then when I think about all of our students and our, you know, that are out there in the world that are just waking up just like us, trying to live their dreams, being able to have the opportunity to say, you can do it, go for it, is really rewarding.
Like when we first started the interview, our phone rang and it was one of our dear friends and one of our newest mentors is Felicia Horowitz. And she too is a woman who is insanely successful, has access to anybody around the world and takes the time because she sees the work that we're doing. She sees how we're trying to give back and is she donates to our foundation to help the kids around the world, but also helping us expand and say, you guys are working hard in this way, but you can scale it and do this way so you can reach millions of people and not just thousands. So we're really, really thankful for incredible women, incredible Black women who really take the time to help us and to elevate us, and they don't have to do it.
Exactly.
And you know what's really cool too is that because the both of you have experienced that and received that to such a full degree, you are now passing it on to other young people who will also receive that flow of behavior and then pass it on to someone else.
Yes, we see it already.
It's so cool.
Even as little as like 5 and 7 years old, because we have a youth company called Soul Talk Youth, and it's a international youth company. Right now we're obviously meeting virtually. We meet once a month. And it's not just about tap dance and technique. It's about community. It's about, it's another family. It's another place for the kids to come bond. It's the most diverse group of people you have ever seen in your life, from race to religion to socioeconomic to age. And everybody is friends. And we see the 7-year-old helping the 5-year-old. We see one of our students who's going to USC on a full scholarship. She's helping the 10-year-old.
Beautiful.
Amazing to see it in person. And I just have the chills thinking about it.
It's so rewarding.
It's amazing.
Because when we started the company, we built it again on the foundation of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you're not going to just be coming to try to get popular with Chloe Ahmad through whatever viral avenues you think we're going to put you on.
And there's no competition.
What you're going to do is you're going to be a part, an active member of your community. So for example, there was a, okay, it's 9 and 7.
Oh, they're the cutest.
We had a show.
No, she was 8 at the time.
Okay, so it was 8, maybe 8 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show at, that we were being honored by Columbia University. That's where we both went. And
In February.
So they came together and we got all our kids to do a performance, which was incredible. One of the kids lives in, the kids live all over, but mm-hmm. of these two girls, the 7-year-old lives in New York, the 9-year-old lives in Boston.
Both single moms, limited financial resources, and yes. still.
Okay. So they come to do the Columbia show. Now we get invited for them to do another show in New York. But at that time, the 7 and 9-year-old only knew one part of the dance. Okay. And one knew more of it than the other. So the 8-year-old that knew a little bit more than the 7-year-old who lives in Boston, they found their you know, like, I don't know how they communicate.
They made their moms, WhatsApp each other.
The eight-year-old made a video tutorial of the steps to send to the 7-year-old so that when they came to the next show, the 7-year-old could be in the whole number and not just in the little section.
And perform with her.
And they perform together.
So this is, they're the same height. So this would technically be like going from the solo for the 8-year-old to now this is two people in the front. She sent her, it's the cutest tutorial video I've ever seen. She's in this little kitchen with sneakers on and she's like, shuffle ball change. She's fully teaching it. And then the 7-year-old learned it, performed it, nailed it. They're both and front and center together.
Uplifting. It's about uplifting, right?
Yes.
And sharing and spreading that love. Listen, folks, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and I'm just loving this conversation with Chloe and Maude Arnold. You know, I have to ask you, you know, as we talk about this spirit of love, and even coming back a little bit to the clapping for each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conversation that many of us, in fact, even just a couple of days ago, I had with a few friends, this idea of clapping for each other mm-hmm. when we see each other succeed.
Yes.
Does not always come easy and automatically. And for many of us, there are different reasons that hold us back from being able to clap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious to know for the both of you, what do you say to that? For those of us who are artists, even, you know, we don't even have to be artists.
Mm-hmm.
How do we find that place where we feel comfortable, happy, proud, if we are not internally feeling it? How do we get to that place of consistently desiring to clap and uplift? Because it's not always easy. Not always easy to get there. How do we do that? I see how the both of you have gotten there, but how do we do it if it's not instinctive?
I think that that's a great question. I think it's about honesty. You have to be honest with yourself and have conversations with yourself. So we actually sell a t-shirt that says, don't hate, create. And it was something that we thought of because it was like, if I hear Chloe wins an Emmy, right? She's my sister. She got nominated for an Emmy. People were like, oh my gosh, congrats to Chloe. I'm like, yes, I hope she wins that Emmy. Let me tell you, I told my friend the other day, I said, I can't wait I said, if Chloe becomes a millionaire before me, I am going to just coach this thing out. I'll be like, bravo, bravo. But I think I'm rooting for her to do the same. I'm like, what has to make this happen, okay? So I think that it's about honesty with yourself, right? So if I see somebody who maybe looks like me or does the same thing as me and they're more successful than me, these are questions I think we have to ask ourselves. One, am I really putting in the daily work that needs to happen to make myself as successful? Am I doing everything that I can? Am I emailing everybody I can? Am I practicing as much as possible? Am I reaching out to people? Am I posting on social media? Am I sharing my art? Am I giving back to the community? Am I teaching where I can? You know, it's so interesting because some of our greatest supporters have nothing, are literally in Brazil, sharing a teeny room with, you know, five of their family members, and they still have the joy. So I think it's really about talking to yourself. And I think it's a lot of internal work. And I do think that, like, and if it's really, really difficult, especially as we're getting older, like out of high school, if it's really something that's difficult for you, is looking in, seeking professional help and maybe speaking to a therapist and saying, I can't let go of this anger. I'm obsessed. Because after a certain point, it doesn't become jealousy, it becomes obsession. And Paulo Coelho, who's clearly my favorite author, second time I've referenced him, he has a book called The Zaire about obsession and about how you can obsess over anything and it consumes your whole life and you have to release that obsession and be honest with yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
There's this, I wish I could remember this great quote about,
it's, who's it by?
No, it's about poison, like doing something and then think, I'll have to Google it. But it's basically this idea that, like, when you're wishing ill on someone, it's like you're putting poison in your own drink.
Oh, wasn't it the hate, the vessel that holds hate, it sinks, something like that?
Is
it
that's that one? A different one. Point being,
we love quotes.
Close though, close. You were almost there, right?
Yeah, the point is that, you know, I think, and I started doing this maybe two decades ago, where whenever I feel uneasy, I automatically stop and I go, why? And then what happens is you start tracing it and you go, was it that they were mean? Or was it that they were shining and I wish I was shining? Or was it, and you start to go back and then you trace the steps back, just honestly, a couple steps back, and you realize, uh-oh, it's me. And then you go, okay, well then what do I have to do to not feel this way? Mm-hmm. And I think about that for everything. That goes into personal relationships in your, you know, dating life. If you're feeling uneasy in a moment, why? Is it because you've been hurt before?
Mm-hmm. Or, and are you carrying that into this new situation?
Right. Or is it that your red flags and your instincts are saying, whoa, whoa, this is a repeat. We've got to go. So it's tuning in to the unease that you feel and understanding why. Is this a moment that is fear? Is fear taking hold of me? Okay, then I got to break that fear and I got to jump on in.
I think it's also, to add on to what Clay said, I think it's about clarity. And we like to say this not in a way that is judgmental towards other people, but because people ask us a lot, how are you guys so happy? We don't drink alcohol. We don't smoke. We don't do any drugs. And we eat well, like, you know, lots of veggies. What you eat and what you're putting in your body is going to really determine how you feel. You know, if you go eat something really fried and really heavy, you're not gonna feel motivated to get up. But if you're, you know, eating a kale salad, I feel good. You're nourishing your body in that way. And so, you know, I think it's important we nourish ourselves not only with the right foods, but the right people, the right thoughts, the right media, the things that are just making us happy, which is great because there's so many options. So what makes me happy to watch on TV, Nicole, might not be what makes you happy. And that's why you can flip a channel. You know, but
right. Why
would you come for me and be like, oh, my Law and Order is trash. I can't be like that. You have no taste. You'd be like, girl, I can't watch it, but do you? And I'd be like, girl, you go watch your Ozarks. But you know, that's what it's about.
This is so good. You know, I'm loving this too, because it begs the question that we should really all be asking about, asking of ourselves, is how are we feeling in the moment? Again, I'm going to come back to, how do I want to show up in the world? How am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? I love that you focused on that as well. Why am I feeling it? If there is that spirit of jealousy, for example, mm-hmm. which I think for a lot of times, and I'm going to talk about us as artists right now, you know, some of us, it's not always an easy discussion to have surrounding jealousy when we do see each other doing extremely well. So coming back to that space of asking, why do I feel this way?
Exactly. And I would say it always boils down to what you are or are not doing to enhance your life. So for example, if you look at somebody's, when you're coveting something that someone else has, mm-hmm. first of all, you have to ask, do I really want that? Or is it, do I just want it because someone else has it? So first you have to identify, do you even want it? People say they want the spotlight. Do you want the responsibility?
Do you want to wake up at 5 a.m.? Do you want to do all the work that comes with it? Do you want to have to be nice to people when maybe you don't feel like being nice? All those things.
If you look at like Beyonce is a great example. Everybody is like, Beyonce. And then it's like, wait a minute, but could you walk a day in her shoes?
It would be exhausting.
And it's not easy.
It's not easy.
So it's about understanding from a couple perspectives. One, A, we need to stop judging our superstars so heavily and allow them to have a humanity. And then two, understand what do you really want for your life? And if once you know, then actually it eliminates jealousy because you understand that it can't be the same as anyone else. As an artist, for example, I remember because I think that my journey was more slow and steady. And I'm really happy about that because a lot of people had those hits very young and they were popping so young. And I remember looking at it and being like, wow, I can't wait for my, you know, my time to come. But I never wished that they didn't succeed. Mm-hmm. I used it as inspiration to say, wow, this is possible or this can happen. And then I got to do it with my own voice. And so I think for artists, the key is to never go, they're on TV, why aren't I on TV? But rather to say, wow, they're on TV. Let me, first of all, be inspired. Let me maybe ask questions about their journey and see if that's a roadmap for me to find the same way. Or maybe I identify, oh, the way that happened for them isn't the way it's going to happen for me. So for example, I mean,
a few years ago, we were supposed to have a TV show. We had a pilot. It was going to get greenlit on a big, big, big network. And, you know, there was personnel change. The woman who was there before had to go on maternity leave. Had she been there, we would have had a TV show. The new woman that came in said no, because she didn't see the vision. And guess what? We got the call from our manager. Our manager was sad. We're like, all right, they're lost. Cool. Moving on to the next.
Yes. And there was no emotional trauma. There's the understanding that, oh, we weren't aligned. We were aligned with the first person. We weren't aligned with you. Okay, what's next? And so much good
has come since that happened, not only in our careers, but also the relationships we made in making the pilot for that network. We connected with some of our favorite dancers and friends now, and had that not happened, we probably would not have connected with them and reconnected with some of those people.
Right. While simultaneously, I'm looking at, let's say, Phil Wright get a TV show with Disney. And I'm like, yeah.
And it's so positive. His TV show is about making families dance and having families dance.
And then we're going into a meeting and we see Twitch and Allison going into a meeting and them, you know, coming out successful. We're like, yes, this is incredible.
And we're genuinely happy for them. Also, when people are jealous of you in your same field, when you're succeeding, it's actually quite stupid. Because if you really know how film and television look like The Illusionist, right? There was another film about a magician that the main character looked the same, was about a woman who looked the same, came out maybe 3 months later, another box office hit. When it opens up the lane, like one of my dreams is to be a late night talk show host right now. And I thought, I was like, I'm gonna be the first woman late, like that was one of my dreams. And now there are two women who have done it. And I'm like, yes, I hope that they're insanely successful so that when I go in for my meeting, they're going to be like, oh, this is a great track record, as opposed to, I don't know if we can take that big risk with you. It's never been done before. So in fact, it does help you when people who are succeeding, who look like you and who are in the same field as you, because it opens up so many more doors.
Yes, yes, and yes to everything that you have just said. Oh, folks, again, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, sitting down with Chloe and Maude Arnold. And, you know, I'm so passionate about what you're sharing, the both of you, because there's room for all of us at the table. And when we think about it from that perspective, it causes us to look at it from a different lens and look at it from a lens of positivity, encouragement, enlightenment. There's a certain, it's beautiful when we get to that place of maturity and understanding that there is room for all of us at the table.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, we are going to take a very quick break here on Turnout Radio and be right back with more of Chloe and Maude Arnold right after this.
Always remember who you are. Hey. If you want to be a girl in the picture, well, you got to meet a hello. Open up your eyes. It's time you realize now is the time to shine.
It's time to shine.
Baby, you're a ghost and everybody knows you're counting any toes from your soul. Sugar, you're a star. Even with your flaws, you're unstoppable. Hey, can't nobody bring you down when you're high. All you got to do is love yourself. And if you don't believe that you're really all you need, you won't need nobody else.
If you love yourself, if you love yourself, if you love yourself, if you love yourself.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and today I am sitting down and talking with Chloe and Maude Arnold. It's been such a great morning talking about empowerment and dance. They join me now live back on CIUT, Chloe and Maude. So we've been talking this morning about empowerment and the truth surrounding that. So many different things, lifting one another up. And speaking of lifting one another up, you both have been doing a wonderful job of that through the many initiatives that you have that are occurring. Can you talk to us about what's happening right now with Chloe and Maude Arnold and what you have coming up?
Well, first of all, we have moved all of our programming and event planning on to the internet. So we have OnlineTapFest.com. OnlineTapFest.com is where we are doing right now getting everybody up, feeling joyous, wanting to dance, all levels, all ages. We have a program for the intro level, the babies, beginner, intermediate, advanced, and teacher programs. So there's something for everyone. And those classes are available for 30 days from 23 master teachers. We're talking Michelle Dorrance, MacArthur Genius. We're talking Jared Grimes, star of Broadway. We've got Anthony Morgerato from Operation Tap. We have literally of Chicago, Mad Rhythms.
And an amazing conversation with Daria Hines, Gregory Hines' daughter.
Yes, it is just a beautiful, beautiful celebration of tap dance that we did for International Tap Dance Day, but we're letting the love flow for 30 days. And then this summer, we are working on our Syncopated Ladies Boot Camp, which is a girls' empowerment camp. So we're going to be spending time not just dancing, but growing mm-hmm. as women, from ranging from, you could be as young as 4 years old, you know, and
then be 90, you could be 100.
Exactly. Because we're talking about the value of sisterhood, empowerment, learning yourself, knowing yourself, and being proud of yourself. And so that's our next summer program. I'm really excited about it.
And I love that the message, it feels so transferable, you know, so even if you are, you know, a young boy, you can gain something yeah. from this. You are a young yeah. man, you yeah. can gain something from this. Whoever you are, you can yeah. gain something from this, because that language of love is so universal.
It's so true. So we did this event last year in live in person, right? And we had a couple boys that asked if they could attend. Now, these are like boys. They're playing baseball.
They're like 10 years old.
They're like 10 years old. They're like playing with their friends. And they're like, can we go to Girl Power Boot Camp? Now, I said, you can, I wanted to be open. So I said, look, you can come. But if you come, what we're here doing is empowering. So you are going to have to be on purpose and on topic.
So the discussion is not about you. It's not about your opinion. You are a guest in this space.
To learn.
And everything that they added was so, you could tell that they had been listening all weekend.
Truly.
And they have an amazing mom too, but just the way they're, and so now they're like, I'm a feminist.
And they're
it's amazing.
They're on board with supporting their sisters.
Yes.
And that's how women's empowerment has to be a global effort by all people.
Yes.
We cannot do it alone. And so we welcome all allies to grow and to be empowered with us.
Excellent. Excellent. And of course, individuals can find out about all of these things and more at onlinetapfest.com, correct?
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please.
Oh, no, I was just saying, we're so excited. We're always excited about everything
that's
happening.
It's like a state of excitement.
I'm excited, too, because, you know, I think when I hear this conversation, my hope is that there would just be this explosion of love that would happen, especially in the season that we are in right now, when we think about what's happening in our global climate, that we become so aware of the innate love that we're all capable of.
Yes.
And, you know, how we can drive that forward. So you both are just such a wonderful example of that love.
Thank you.
But before we let you go, last words, last piece of advice that you would give to dancers of all ages, artists of all, you know what, not even art, people of all ages, that you want to leave us with before you sign off here on Turnout Radio.
I would say tap into, because tap is our lens, tap into your purpose, tap into your passion, tap into your power, your inner power to make the world better. And most importantly, tap into love.
Tap into love. What a great way to end today's segment. Chloe and Maud, listen, there's no one like you. You know this.
I know this. Thank you. And yes. No one like you either.
Exactly. Nicole. No one like you, Nicole, because let me tell you, you pivoted in a time when you could have shrank, and you pivoted, and look at you now.
You magnified.
Oh. Look at you now.
I thank you so much for that. And I celebrate you and celebrate, you know, this conversation. May it continue, you know, in so many different ways. Thank you again to the both of you for
having us.
My pleasure. Thank you for exploring love.
Oh, it's the best. That's the best thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely do it again soon. Chloe and Maud Arnold, have a wonderful wonderful morning. Look forward to having you back on Turnout Radio again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Chloe and Maude Arnold right here on Turnout Radio. Take note, you can find out all about their upcoming programming at onlinetapfest.com. Thanks for joining us this week. Be sure to join us again next week, Wednesday at 9 a.m. EST, right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.